Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Yes, it's 26006-1887.
The zip code.
Oh, I'm sorry, 56082. I misunderstood you.
Okay, and first and last name?
Bonnie Sack, S-A-C-K.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
1427 North Washington, St. Peter, Minnesota.
Thank you. And I see that you entered the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid on May 6th, paying $7.95 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
Well, now I have a charge on my account from the same company for $56.95. That's not something I authorized, and I need that offer.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $56.95. That starts your first month membership, and it gets you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
No, I did not authorize that. That needs to come off. Otherwise, I'll have to have my bank, you know, there's that whole investigation that has to happen and all that. I'd just like to have you take it off my bill.
That wouldn't be necessary for you because they're going to get in contact with us and we're going to send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to. They will only issue you a credit pending the investigation. And then once they see that the charges are valid and that you did place this order, we will receive that money back.
Okay. I'm just going to tell my bank not to pay it.
Well, it was already charged, ma'am. So it wouldn't be necessary.
Listen to me. It's not out of my account yet.
Ms. Sack?
I want it out, or I'm going to call my bank tomorrow, and it will be retracted. They will take it back. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. And then they're going to contact us, and we will send them the terms and conditions, and then we will receive that money back, and you will end up with
nothing.
It doesn't
matter.
Now, what I can do for you, Ms. Sack?
No, they won't, honey.
Okay.
No. What's your name?
My name is Secret. Now, Ms. Sack, what I can go ahead and do for you so we won't have to go through all that is issue you a 50% refund. You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. This also cancels the account to prevent all future charges. Now, have the cancellation number when you're ready.
So the $56.95 is going off, correct?
You will receive a 50% refund.
So $56.95 will go off, correct?
50% refund.
Boy. Okay. Give me the confirmation number.
C as in Charlie. 2601-84-650.
And I want to see something on my email that says that the account is closed.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can do for you?
There is nothing, but somebody will contact you because I'm going to report this. This is poor business practice. It's not okay. You and I both know that you could easily take that $56.95 off there. I'm not a poor person, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time BSing around with you. I know you're just doing your job, honey, but this is not okay. So I will be recording this. But, okay, go ahead. I've got the confirmation number. Please send me an email that says my account is closed. If not, then I'll call my bank tomorrow, and I'll start an investigation.
Yes, ma'am,
okay.
And thank you for calling
All
customer
right.
support.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Yep, bye.